she left the night before. Tastes as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Association, along comes Mary.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. Here's CBS News.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new post-Assad era has dawned in Syria. It's filling many with hope, others with worry. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
The overthrow of Bashar al-Assad's regime was the top story across the region. And in Damascus, there was cautious optimism. There is also international concern over what direction the country is now headed after 13 years of civil war and a rebel takeover. In Israel, a foreign ministry spokesman.
Our expectations from the new entity are realistic.
Israel's concerned about what it calls extremist access to Syria's chemical arsenal, and it says it will step up its airstrikes on weapon sites and keep a limited troop presence on the ground in Syria.
Another rap star is denying claims of rape.
Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca.
Jay-Z is accused of sexually assaulting a 13-year-old along with Sean Combs. CBS New York's Jessica Moore.
The new civil lawsuit alleges the pair drugged and raped a teen at an MTV Video Music Awards after party here in New York. The original complaint was filed in October against Combs. It was refiled to include Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's released a statement vehemently denying the allegation. He accuses the lawyer who brought the suit of trying to blackmail him. Investigators are now focusing their hunt for the gunman who killed United Healthcare CEO on Atlanta, the city where they believe the suspect caught a bus to New York before the murder. CBS's Chanel Call.
For a second day, police sent divers in Central Park after finding what they believed to be the gunman's backpack nearby Friday, but not the murder weapon. The high-profile search has now expanded across state lines, with more than 80 police departments called in to assist.
This morning, the EPA announced it's banning two known cancer-causing chemicals used in everything from dry cleaning to furniture polish and car repair products. New York Yankee star Juan Soto's moving across town. He's agreed to a 15-year, $765 million contract with the Mets. That's the biggest in sports history. CBS sports analyst Jim Bowden.
I think what Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, just showed the world is I'll pay whatever it takes to win.
Fans in Vancouver jammed in for the final show of Taylor Swift's almost two-year music tour.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. This is our first time going to the Eras Tour.
Her production company confirms to the New York Times the tour sold more than $2 billion worth of tickets, more than any other concert tour in history. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A shooting in Racine Saturday night left a 41-year-old man dead. It happened near 10th and Villa. Police found the victim with a gunshot wound shortly after 7 that night, and despite efforts, he did not survive. The investigation is ongoing. Police are asking anyone with information to give them a call. Someone crashed their car into a porch in Racine this morning and took off. At around 2 a.m., police got the report of a vehicle versus porch incident near Lawn Street, Nowen. The initial report said the suspect driver took off. We're working on learning more. Some folks in Racine County can go vote today. Today marks the start of in-person absentee voting for the special election in Racine County. Check with your local clerk, but there's early voting options in the city of Racine and in Mount Pleasant. Next week is the Racine County executive election, featuring candidates Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Voters are being reminded to check their polling locations, as some have been temporarily changed for this election only. You can find more about your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Ensure it's nice now, but just wait a couple of days. A significant cold snap is set to sweep through the area this week. We'll see temperatures dive from near 50 degrees to low teens. The National Weather Service is predicting Arctic air and possibly snow on both Wednesday and Friday. By the coming weekend, the harsh winter weather is expected to moderate with temperatures back to near 40. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Adamas goes to the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. Good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
When he and my son gave me his Christmas list, I was like, yeah, man, he ain't real. I'm sorry. This is a ridiculous list. What is wrong with you? We can go halfsies. My second kid came out with the worst list. This was his list. He's like, look, Dad, I need a smartphone, some Air Jordans, and an iPad. I'm like, whoa. Santa don't do iPads. Santa does Legos and action figures. To which he responded, well, I feel like I had a pretty good year, so I'm gonna keep it on my list. And then we just uncomfortably stared at each other. And finally, I was like, well, I'm Santa Claus. I didn't want to tell you. I was hoping that your friends would tell you, and then I would avoid it. But you had backed me into a financial corner with your $3,000 Christmas list. Now redo your list and keep it under $150.
You know what it's time for this morning? All right. It is time for our grown-up Christmas list text to win contest here on WRJN. I'm going to give you a keyword and download the Civic Media app. At the bottom, you'll see WRJN. Click on it and just text us the keyword. That's all you have to do. It's jolly. Jolly, as in holly jolly Christmas. Jolly, jolly, jolly. That's our keyword, jolly. Now, if you're the person we pick out of the statewide contest, you can win $100 today. That's the keyword for $100, jolly. Again, go to the Civic Media app. That's civicmedia.us. Click on it and text us the keyword jolly, and you're in the running for that $100 this morning. Do you know, Mark Eichner is here, our guest for the Racine Concert Band. Did you ever see what's on a $100 bill? Did you see one recently, a $100 bill?
No.
Here's what you do. I saw this, and I tried it on one. You take a toothpick, and on the $100 bill are 2 flaps, and you could slide the toothpick under the 2 flaps on the center of the $100 bill, and that's how you tell if it's real. Counterfeiters can't do that.
Wow.
And that's how you tell if it's real. So I took a toothpick, I got a $100 bill, we were giving it to somebody, and I slid it under the 2 things, and it held the toothpick, and that's on a $100 bill. Here's something else you could tell. Under the serial number, there's a letter and a number. The letter and the number. The number corresponds to the actual placement of that letter in the alphabet. So if you have a C, it's got to be a 3 after it. If there's any other number, it's a fake. That's how they determine, you know, counterfeit bills. But you could slide a toothpick under that. And you have a $100 bill on you?
I don't.
Okay. I'm just checking. Anyway, Mark Eichner is here, conductor of the Racine Concert Band. And you say, gee, it's not summer. What is he doing there? The reason he's here is because they have a winter concert coming up tomorrow at Park High School, Washington Park High School, right?
We'll be there at 7 o'clock. It's a free concert, open to the public.
What's on the agenda?
Well, we have a lot of outdoors Western music from Aaron Copland. We have music from the Ballet Rodeo, the Buckaroo Holiday, and the ever-popular Hoedown. And then some more Copland with music from his opera, The Tenderland. It's a hymn of Thanksgiving called The Promise of Living. And then there are multiple Christmas medleys on the program, and also music by John Williams, some very early music before he was associated with George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. This is from an old Western that starred John Wayne called The Cowboy and the Girl.
And no, I never heard of that one.
And the music's called The Cowboys, and it's a great piece from his very early years as a film writer.
John Williams and Elmer Bernstein are two of my favorites. I mean, Elmer Bernstein does all those rousing scores, like The Great Escape, The Magnificent Seven. He does some jazzy ones, too.
The Man with the Golden Arm.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That was a jazzy score he did. Mm-hmm. But he does that, and he's so good. And John Williams, E.T., Schindler's List. I mean, you name the Steven Spielberg film, and he did the music for that film. And is he still doing it? Is he still around?
He is 92, I think, and he's still working.
But didn't he conducted the Boston Pops for a while.
He's retired from that.
Yeah. 92. Oh, I'm like years and years away, and I'm ready to say, oh, I can't do radio anymore. But wow, that's great. Once you got the knack. Okay, so it's at Washington Park High School. What time?
7 o'clock.
And it's the full band.
It's the full Racine Concert Band. We'll be joined by students from the Park High School band. So they'll be playing two standalone pieces by themselves, an excerpt from Swan Lake, and also a piece called Flight of the Thunderbird.
What is that Aaron Copland thing I'm thinking of? It was a theme song to a show on CBS. Nothing about man and what's Aaron Copland? You know the thing I'm talking about from Aaron Copland? Don't make me have to Google it.
You're talking about the Fanfare for the Common Man?
Fanfare for the Common Man.
Right.
That's it. Fanfare for the... That was used as CBS on one of their shows. I don't know if it was the 20th Century with Walter Cronkite or whatever, but every time I hear that, I think of that when I was a little kid. My parents used to watch it, and I remember that song from there, Aaron Copland. Are there any great composers today conducting music other than rock and roll music?
Well, they are, but no one has matched the ability to connect with both classical music lovers and those who aren't, you know, regular classical music
listeners. People still composing classical music today?
For sure.
You don't hear it. I don't know why, but, you know, every time you hear a classical piece, it's from one of the classic composers, Bach, Beethoven, you know, that's who you hear it from. But you don't hear any names.
Not that long ago, we heard Esa-Pekka Salonen, the Finnish conductor and composer, conductor concert.
Say that one more time.
Esa-Pekka Salonen.
You were rehearsing that all morning, weren't you?
No.
That's not like something you had to rehearse. Well, that's, you know, I don't hear them anymore. And I remember my dad used to bring home classical albums and just put them on and we listened to them. I didn't know anything about them, but he loved classical, to listen to it. Just put it on. He didn't know anything about he liked the music. And that was it.
It's really hard for classical composers to get traction these days. And we're sort of waiting for the next Bernstein or Copland to catch everybody's ear.
I told you my dad stood on Leonard Bernstein's toilet bowl. Did I tell you that story?
Yes, you did.
I'll tell you the story again. People didn't hear it. My dad repaired pumps that pumped the water up in big, tall skyscrapers in Manhattan. And gravity brought it down, but you had to have the water. You okay? Do we need the medics? We have a medic standing by in the next studio. Did you drink down the wrong pipe? Yeah, okay. Anyway, so, okay, you'll be fine. I mean, I have a defibrillator right here. Want me to use it? I'm kidding. Anyway, so my dad repaired the pumps, and there was a problem in the apartment building on the Upper East Side where Leonard Bernstein lived in Manhattan. So the problem was in his apartment. So he had to get above the ceiling, into the ceiling. And the only way to do it was to stand on his toilet bowl. So Leonard Bernstein greeted him at the door. And he sat on the rim of his bathtub while my father was working, talking to my father the whole time, just discussing things with him. And my brother had a band at the time. And Leonard Bernstein said, oh, so what does he play? You know, what kind of music? How did he learn to play the organ? How did he learn to play the guitar? He was interested in all that stuff. Then he gave my dad a tour of the apartment. He had this white grand piano in the living room. Beautiful white grand piano. But to have Leonard Bernstein sitting on the rim of his bathtub discussing music with my father, who's standing on the top of his toilet bowl to go fix something in the ceiling, check on something. That's something. I mean, how many people talk to Leonard Bernstein while he's sitting on the rim of his bathtub? And he said he was dressed in all white, white pants, white sweater, white shoes, just like you would think he would be. And, you know, that's kind of great. So you ever do this degree of separation thing? Like, remember Kevin Bacon? That puts me 1 degree away from Leonard Bernstein, because I know my dad, that's zero, and my dad knows Leonard Bernstein. So that's 1 degree away.
You're really close.
I know. Isn't that real? Do you know anybody else who's closer to Leonard Bernstein than me?
Well, I have a conductor friend that took a couple lessons from Leonard Bernstein at Tanglewood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But was he in the, sitting on the rim of his bathtub when he did it? Thought he was. Hold on. We're talking to Mark Harkner, conductor of the Racine Concert Band. Their Park High School free concert is coming up tomorrow night. What time again?
7 o'clock.
All right. Hold on there, Mark. And then we're going to talk about the summer concert series, because that's, 103rd year coming up?
Coming up.
Whoa. 716, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th. Day number five of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, The Personal Touch by Julie. They've been Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Let them make your holidays bloom with beauty. From elegant holiday centerpieces that dazzle your dining table to festive bouquets that fill your space with holiday cheer, their team creates designs as unique as your celebrations. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Let's do that text to win keyword again, okay? This is our text to win contest, our grown-up list text to win contest on WRJN. This hour, the keyword is jolly. Jolly. Download the Civic Media app, find our station at the bottom, click on it, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to text us the keyword jolly for your chance to win $100. Not bad. And we found out that Mark Ockton doesn't walk around with $100 in his wallet. I know people that do, by the way.
I used to feel like a big shot when I had a $100 bill in my pocket. Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't carry
they
that.
They go fast.
Yeah, I don't carry cash like that. People think it's a fake. But if you do the toothpick test, it's not a fake. Okay, we're talking about the Racine Concert Band concert, the free concert at Park High School. It's tomorrow night at 7.
Right.
And doors open. Do you know what time the doors open? Probably 6:30.
6:15.
No, they don't open 6:50, do they?
6:15.
Oh, 6:15. About 10 minutes before the concert. Now, when I watch you at the summer concert series at the zoo at the Kiwanis Amphitheater, you have so much paper in front of you because you've got to conduct every instrument. So where the flute section will have their flute music, you've got to have theirs, the trombone, the trumpet, the flute, the French horn, you got to have all that music. Do you ever think of putting it on an electronic screen like an iPad instead of having all that music paper in front of you?
Oh, I probably should start doing that. It's just a lot of work to get it all transcribed into a digital form.
You can't buy a service that doesn't? You would think so. Or but you started
that. But a lot of musicians are doing that now. You got to trust the technology because you're turning pages with a foot pedal.
And what if all of a sudden your iPad goes out? Whoa. Then you're in trouble. Okay, so, but when you go to the Racine Concert Band concerts at the zoo, it's outdoors.
Right.
There's a lot of wind. Could be rain. When you're indoors, it's a lot more controlled. The papers don't fly all over the place. But when you're outside, oof. Now, this is the 103rd year coming up for the Racine Concert Band. 103 years, and you've been conducting how long?
I guess this is my 23rd year.
Anybody there longer than you?
Oh, sure.
Del Eich, was he there longer?
He was 27 years, and I think John Opfercook, who preceded him, was also 27.
Wow. So in 60 years, almost 70 years, only three people have been conducting that band.
Only five total, right?
Really? In 103 years?
Right.
Five conductors. Well, you guys live long. Well, you started as a little child conducting the band, right?
It is a testament that, you know, all five, I think, were both not just conductors, but good band administrators, too.
And you play the trumpet. That's your instrument, right?
Right.
Yeah. Do you play any others?
Nope.
See, I told you I'm learning piano. My problem is I don't practice enough. And that's, you got to practice. And my wife is saying, you're never going to learn this if you don't practice. I just don't have that will to practice. Now, there's two people she teaches, me and a 12-year-old little girl. And the 12-year-old girl is playing with two hands already. I'm learning to use the left hand. But I can't grasp that thing where you got to look at the music, play with your right hand, and check your left. I can't get the coordination down. Where this little 12-year-old girl just looks at the music and she does both hands. She doesn't look at their hands anymore. I don't have that coordination. That's where my big problem comes from. And so when I'm playing, I could do it with my right hand, looking at the music, but then I got to wake up my left hand and say, oh, you got to hit these notes. And I can't, I hate to use the word I can't, because I get, if I practice enough, I probably can. But I watched the guy at our church play the piano. This guy doesn't even look at the, I don't think he even looks at the music, but he's just playing with two hands. And it's so beautiful to watch both hands go up and down the piano. But I'm learning.
As a trumpet player, I always appreciated the fact that after a couple hours of trumpet playing, you're gassed. You can't play anymore. And whereas those pianists and those violin players, they can practice 8, 10, 12 hours a day, and some of them do.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I tried to play the trumpet in the grammar school, and I couldn't get that that spitting sound, you guys, because you got to, like, blow into it. You got to
buzz
into it. That's a good term. Rather than spitting, buzz into it. I told you my story about how I got thrown out of the band. Yeah. And right in front of everybody in fourth grade, Mr. Mars came in and said, if somebody's holding back the band, do you think we should ask him to leave? And everybody said, yeah, if they're holding back the band. Mr. Rosen, will you please leave? You imagine he did that to me? I'd like to see him today. I'd punch him right in the nose. I don't think he's around anymore. He was an old guy then. But gee, what a nerve, just throwing me out of the band right in front of everybody. Didn't take me aside or anything. Just threw me out right in front of everybody. But you don't do that when you have to get rid of...
Absolutely.
Did you ever have to get rid of people at one time?
No.
You never... Once you're in for life?
Oh, you're talking about in the Racine concert
band? Yeah.
We're very careful about who we induct as a member. Many of the members have played as a sub for years before they were asked to join the band.
Let's do a review of what we had left for the concert series. Now, this is the same band you see at the zoo. I have people all the time coming up. I saw you at the concert. Every year I go to the concerts at the zoo. And they're free at the Kiwanis Band Shell. And no winter concerts out there, huh? You're afraid your lips might just hook onto the instruments and that's it. You're not getting off. Okay, so tomorrow at 7 p.m., Washington Park High School at the John Burns Theater, you're going to do a concert. Aaron Copland, The Promise of Living. You're going to play Hosanna. You got John Williams. You've got John Moss, A Festive Christmas Celebration. So it's going to be a nice concert. Any of the Park High School students going to play with you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
They're going to play alone and then with us for two combined selections.
Oh, that's nice. And then on February 25th, you've got the Horlick High School concert coming up.
Right.
And then on Thursday, May 22nd, you got the Case High School concert coming up.
We're going to be at all the Racine Unified High Schools.
So is it easy playing with the high school students?
I rehearse at the school with the students at least twice before each program. So we get to know each other.
That's good. Yeah, I someday when I have the piano, I'll hire a grand piano during the summer concert. We'll bring it on stage and I'll play Happy Birthday to You. I'm starting to think of my repertoire I have now. And I might do it with two hands. You never know.
All right.
I got to learn that. I don't know. You know, with people have musicality. I think that's a gift, a blessing to have musicality in your body. See, I look at those notes and I see dots on a page. That little 12-year-old girl sees music on the page when she looks at it. I just still see dots and I have to figure out what note it is. And it's hard for me to do. But if I practice, I could do it. Thank you, Mark. Are you going to do a rehearsal today?
We are.
Okay.
Dress rehearsal tonight.
Am I keeping you from? Oh, it's tonight. Okay. Okay, so Mark Eichner, and don't forget, it's free. Last year they charged. This year it's free. And it's at Park High School, Washington Park High School, 7 o'clock tonight, John Burns Theater. Doors open around 6:15. Get your seats for a great concert of music, Christmas music, and just regular music as well. Always good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, always good. And I think about getting that music on there. On your iPad okay. There. So I see papers blowing. And you have little lead weights you use for the papers when you do it outside.
Right.
That's a whole new. And then you're in the 4th of July parade, you're really outside. You're on a truck, a flatbed truck coming down the street.
Holding on for dear life.
Yeah, bouncing around all those guys there. It's 727 WRJN. You know what it's time for? It's time for Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. It was a balcony is what it was, little more than a railed rooftop platform, really, from which the wife of a seaman, long overdue in port, would faithfully gaze out over the dark and deep awaiting his return, often in vain. So the builders of seaside New England homes came to call that desolate little balcony the Widow's Walk. An apt metaphor, is it not, for the forlorn vigilance, the hopeless hope of the ones left behind. Ones like the Widow Custis. She was a teenager when Daniel, more than a decade older than she, came courting. Offspring of 18th century colonial Virginia, both were heirs to plantation fortunes. Daniel's by far the greater. In fact, his father, distressed by the imbalance of prestige between Daniel and his darling, long resisted that alliance. He eventually relented, however, and the couple were married and had four children. Could they, amid such happiness, have imagined the death of their firstborn in 1754, of their second child 3 years later, and of husband Daniel himself 3 months after that? And so did the widow Custis. At the otherwise tender age of 25, join her sisters in spirit on that balcony overlooking the sea. As did the widow Todd. Despite her serious-minded Quaker upbringing, she grew into a warm and engaging and even humorous young woman. John Todd was a wealthy lawyer and a Quaker as well. They were married January 1790. The 21-year-old bride, over the following 3 years, would give birth to two sons. Then in the autumn of 1793, the historic yellow fever epidemic struck Philadelphia. At John's insistence, his wife fled the city with their two small children while he remained attending to his practice. October 24, having contracted the disease, John succumbed. Before the plague had subsided, their infant son would die also. Just another lonely step on the widow's walk. The widow Galt, G-A-L-T, took that step also. She and Norman courted 4 years before marrying in 1896. 7 more years would pass before their one and only child, a son, was born, only to die a few days later. And then Norman passed away suddenly in 1908. The entire Galt family was in the jewelry business, tremendously successful at it, and thus did the widow Galt inherit her prosperity and her profession, staying personally involved in the jewelry operation for many years to come. Once upon their times were 3 widows, the widow Custis, alone at 25, the widow Todd, at 25 also, the widow Galt at age 35, each left to deal with emotions and responsibilities and challenges formidable for any woman of any era. But they kept on keeping on and eventually, bravely, marched into the annals of American history. For the widow Galt remarried a man named Woodrow Wilson. The widow Todd remarried a man named James Madison. The widow Custis remarried a man named George Washington. 3 second husbands who made them first ladies. All your life you've heard the names Edith Wilson, Dolly Madison, Martha Washington. But only now do you know the rest of the
story. I'll finish Paul's line there. All right, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You can hear another one with Dan Marcus at 12:05 this afternoon. Learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. At 7:31, let's check news of the morning, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The hit-and-run driver allegedly involved in that fatal collision Friday did eventually come forward. Racine police are investigating the fatal hit-and-run. Family have identified the victim as 44-year-old Dwayne Carr. He was found lying between parked cars on Memorial Drive near State Street. After he was found, a 19-year-old woman called police to confess her involvement in the incident. An investigation remains active. Not everyone has the Interstate DOT cams on their weekend viewing list. But those that did saw something crazy yesterday. A high-speed police chase that started in Milwaukee County early yesterday ended with the driver's arrest on a ramp in Racine County. The DOT cameras were streaming when the car stopped and police en masse got out with guns drawn. Charges are pending. And a Kenosha County community listening session is scheduled for tonight. This one will be held at the Kenosha County Center, and the topic will be about how to use money gained through the opioid settlement. The Division of Behavioral Health Services is leading the discussion, and they especially want to hear from people in treatment and recovery, as well as anyone else affected by the opioid crisis. The session will offer Narcan training and provide information about behavioral health resources. It's tonight at 6:30, and there's more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Texas court has temporarily pushed pause with some information filing requirements due by January 1st that could have impacted a lot of Wisconsin farms. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It was the Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA. It required certain businesses, including farms, to report ownership information by January 1st. But the Texas court has temporarily delayed implementing that program. Jake Parker is the secretary and general counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau that brought the case to court. He says Congress's intent was to combat money laundering and organized crime funding, but the implementation would be very burdensome on farms and other small businesses.
The concerns a lot of farmers I heard from and even our insurance agents had about the law was the reporting requirements were so intrusive. You have to upload a photo ID. You have to provide a bunch of background information about your business, and you're essentially loading it into a government portal and trusting them to keep it safe. And in this day and age, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that trust in a government to do what it says sometimes.
Jake Parker, Secretary and General Counsel with North Carolina Farm Bureau. So for now, any of those farms that are organized as LLCs, S-Corps, or corporations – are temporarily not required to file that information by January 1st. Consult with your tax advisor if you still have questions. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning looking firm. Numbers are next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Friday, the barrel cheese gained 4¾ cents to 169. The 40-pound block cheese was up 3½ at 170. Double A butter, that gained 0½ cent, 254½ per pound. This morning, the corn market's quiet. Soybeans are up a penny and wheat's up a nickel. I'm Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We're back to 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Colder, 34 by Wednesday. Mostly cloudy. Some light snow with a high of only 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Hey, I want to get you that keyword again. That's right. It's our grown-up gift list text to win contest here at WRJN. This hour's keyword is jolly. Jolly. Now, to win, download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword jolly for your chance to win in the statewide contest. This hour, it's $100. Yeah, jolly is the keyword, jolly. So text it to win. Again, download the Civic Media app, civicmedia.us. Download the app, look for WRJ and click on it, and text us at the bottom of the page. The keyword, all you have to text is the word jolly. For your chance to win $100 today. We're doing it every day for the next few weeks. So be listening to the 7 o'clock hour right here at WRJN.
As a child, if you had an inkling about a family secret and you asked the elders about it, they'd lie right to your face. Who's that man living in the garage? What man? There's a man out there. He's been there for quite some time. There's no man out there. Yes, there is. Shut up. What a great time to be a parent, by the way. Could you imagine? There was a time you could just tell your kids to shut up, right to their face. No long conversations, no explanations, just shut up. How much easier would that have been? Why is the sun hot? I don't know. Why don't you shut up? Even easier to be a father back then. You weren't even considered one of the parents. You just had to show up and hit everyone once in a while. My father would act like we were strangers who just broke into the TV room. Where the hell did these kids come from? Get them out of here. My mother would come and leave your father alone. He works hard. We were just playing. Well, now you're just shutting up.
Don Rosen.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you. Yes, sir.
Jolly Christmas, local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics too at WRJN. Cloudy early on today, then look for a clearing, highs near 49. Cloudy tonight, lows 29. Cloudy tomorrow, highs near 34. Partly cloudy at 47 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Well, 30% of Americans say they'll be hosting holiday parties this year. They'll spend around $760 on them. 65% of the guests say they plan to bring gifts, including alcohol, baked goods, plants, or flowers. How about bringing some cash? That might help out, huh? 7:40, I'll have that keyword for you for our Text to Win contest coming up right after Simon and Garfunkel.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below, on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I've built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. That none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel, I am a rock. Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics, too, at WRJN, 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, the legendary AM frequency of 1400. And right now, it's our grown-up Christmas list text to win contest on WRJN. The keyword this hour is jolly. Jolly, as in, have a holly jolly Christmas. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, WRJN. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword jolly. Your chance to win in the statewide contest. A lot of people doing it this hour. You be one of them, okay? Download the Civic Media app. Real simple to do. It's all free. Download the Civic Media app at civicmedia.us. And all you do is have to look for WRJN on the list, click on it, and then look for the text to win thing, the text button, and text the keyword jolly to us. And this hour, we're giving away $100 cash. Think of me the winner right here.
Ooh.
Yeah, 7:44 now.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. No, no. Ain't nothing like
Tammy Terrell. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. 746 WRJN. Here's some odd but truths for you. This I didn't know. There are 14 people who have the 7 physical keys that control the main database behind the entire internet. They're spread around the world. The keys are all in safe deposit boxes. Sounds like the beginning of an espionage movie, doesn't it? We are born with 2 natural fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Every other fear and phobia, we acquire. We learn them. That's kind of interesting. 747, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas music, too. Remind you, time is running out this hour to text our keyword. Here it is. Jolly. It's our grown-up Christmas list text to win contest on WRJN. The keyword this hour is Jolly. Download the Civic Media app. Find our station. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword Jolly for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Good luck. This hour, we're giving away $100.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org, hospicealliance.org.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The 6 horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
And don't forget, this hour, the keyword is Jolly.
W-R-J-N.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, 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 Barbara Ann.
You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a real Barbara Ann. Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba Barbara Ann.
Ba 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 Barbara Ann.
And local news, timeless hits, and some Christmas classics, too, at WRJN. All right, a survey asked people what embarrassing things they would do for just $16. 22% would eat dog food. 19% would go streaking. Remember that, when you run naked through the neighborhood? 15% would kiss their boss, regardless of gender. 8% would wax their entire body, including their head, all for $16. If that's what they would do for $16, what would they do for, like, $50? It boggles the mind what they would do with that much money. Oh, yeah. CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, down on the corner, 753 at WRGN. Looking for cloudy skies this morning, and then clearing up later today with a high near 49. Cloudy tonight, cloudy tomorrow, 29 the low tonight, 34 the high tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy and 47 degrees.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. By the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring him up. Willie picks a tune out, and he throws it on the hum.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing a four boys a playing, bringing it up happy feet.
Rooster hits the white coat, people just got a smile. Lucas bumps a good face, and so
CCR, local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics as well this holiday season. Looking for sunshine for today. Highs near 49. They just upgraded it to sunshine. Right now it's sunny and 45 degrees right here at Radio Park. Well, this doesn't seem fair. A study found that the one thing that guarantees a successful career is good looks. Researchers found good looks had more of an impact on people's success than IQ, education, or their parents' education. Good looks. That doesn't seem fair at all to me for some reason. mainly because I don't have them. It's 7:56 at WRTN. Here's Dana Ross. Ain't no mountain high enough.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Ain't no mountain high enough, 7:59 at WRJN. And you think you had a bad day, huh? A 21-year-old woman in Spain choked on a piece of turkey, decided to shove a toothbrush down her throat to dislodge it, ended up swallowing the toothbrush. Luckily, at least it got her, you know, breathing back.